Good afternoon. Today's podcast I'd like to dedicate to an interesting topic, what we can tackle the improvement of the brand image. So basically it can happen that at certain point of time your company which delivers certain service or product may need basically to get a better image. Yeah, but needs to get and to be presented in a fresh new way to the end consumer. And of course there are many different ways how to do it. Classically that is done by the campaigns, social corporate responsibility campaigns, public relations campaigns, etc. The main minus of it is that basically those types of activities, they are very nice but they are quite expensive. That takes very huge amount of work and usually those campaigns, they do not have a long-term impact. So what to do, may you ask? The thing is that if you think a little bit about the concept, you can understand that much can be done through content marketing and through correct posting online. And that is, by the way, true. Because if you employ a content marketer and a copywriter to your company, you may have the posts from time to time, even on the daily basis, and that will improve with a certain message. The post may improve your image. Now, basically, how to do it? As it was mentioned, you have to correct the image of your company online and in each post. What does it mean? That means that you have clearly to identify what perception the common consumers get out of your product and get out of your service. So you have to understand that and afterwards realize what you would like to change. For example, your company has now been known as the company who has, strong responsibility, CSR, and it was never meant to be eco-friendly. But now you're implementing those policies and you want people to know about that. Traditionally, you may have the event where you'll present to the community your new initiative, if it's a bigger scale project. Yeah, or you may simply put inside your office for your employees certain signs that will say that, okay, your company from now on is eco-friendly. But that is probably not enough because you would like to cover with this information far more bigger target. Yeah, you would like to tell about that to consumers here in your city, to consumers around the country, and probably into the other market that you are present in. So how to do it? Again, it can be done through postings. And that means that you do not post and basically write a single post about the way that, okay, you have such an initiative. No, you sort of stimulate readers thinking about that, about the topic. You explain in each post why it is so important to be eco-friendly today and what your company is doing about that. You can say that you have developed a plan that is aligned with your strategy and you are doing not only one-time campaigns, but you are going to dedicate to this matter certain part of activities of your business. And that's how it works. And if you supply with this information the end consumers on the daily basis, regularly, consistently, they'll understand that, okay, your company is really getting into the right way. Because usually the consumers understand that one-time projects can be just the matter of public relations. Yeah, and the company may not be potentially really dedicated to the course. However, when the company is doing something on the consistent basis, where it put efforts to inform the target audiences about what is happening, how they develop, what budget is there, how another budget is just taken out of the society, crowdsourcing, etc., that makes and brings a feeling of trust that, okay, the company is really doing what it has to do. And that is very important. So all this information is just crucially important to deliver to the end client and basically to all shareholders that you interact with, because it allows you to deliver these pieces of information constantly again, consistently, to explain each of your steps. And being it done on the regular basis, it creates that unique feelings of belongings that your shareholders will have to your company. So again, content marketing is just enormous opportunity for your company to shape the way you are doing business, to shape the perception of the end clients. So you are just very welcome also to join the podcasts, to listen to them, to read the articles, and please engage. Soon after, I'll be discussing very more interesting topics. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.